Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Learning to Fly podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today, and it is only day two of the new year, so we've got plenty of time to be together, to hang out, and to share all kinds of incredible inspiration stories and conversations. Today, I wanted to take some time to talk about a couple of things that happened recently and in the Blue Jay community and some things that are coming up. It's been really great to have so much to celebrate, and I am really excited to bring you guys into the loop and have you for future events. So to start off, for New Year's Eve, I decided to celebrate with a poetry marathon. Some of you may have seen information about that as you were hanging out in the Discord or on social media, but basically, I wrote one poem an hour for 24 consecutive hours while live on Twitch, raising money for To Write Love on Her Arms, an incredible cause. Unfortunately, we didn't raise quite the money we were hoping to, but we did our best, and we got to have a lot of fun together as a community, and we really did come together and celebrate and write some incredible poems, so I'm very glad that we did that. And for January, the entire month of January, I'm doing an accountability project on my social medias. So every day I'll post a poem or a photograph that I've taken. And in the comments of those posts, I'm hoping that you'll let me know how your goals, your resolutions, and just your day-to-day life is going. It's a way to keep ourselves accountable and connected. And I'm very excited to see how it goes. In February, we will be doing InCoRIMO or Post Crossing, whichever one is more accessible to you. InCoRIMO is International Correspondence Writing Month, and I'm really, really excited about it because its whole purpose is to write a new letter, postcard, or note every single day of the year. I'm sorry, not the year, of the month of February. And I already know what 29 people and institutions I am going to be writing to for at least my minimum, but if anyone in the community would like to exchange postcards or letters, I'd love to make that happen. And if people within the community want to trade with each other, I would love to help facilitate that so that everyone can participate. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. There's no time on when letters need to be received or anything like that, just as long as you write one a day and mail them before the end of the month. Obviously, the later ones, you know, you can't necessarily mail on the 29th, but you get what I'm saying. And I'm really excited to see how that goes as well. In March, we will be doing a children's book writing month, and we'll be getting together to create a children's anthology. So if you want to be part of that, we'd love to have you. And I just want to read you one of the poems from my poetry marathon submissions yesterday. And then I will leave you to your day, and tomorrow we have a random guest for random questions, so get ready. This is my hour one poem. I know you're not here. It's actually because you're not here that I'm even doing this. But I know that soon the sunrise whispers hello, and that will be from you too. I know that I'm not the only one missing you, that life and time conspired to take you far too early. So here are some poems and art and wonder for charity. And you? It's also for you. It's just not New Year's Eve without an entire day of distracting and a compulsive need for glitter. Hour one has begun. Alrighty, thanks for hanging out, everyone. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast. Bye for now.